Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing the Hernandez Days of Our Lives. So yes, be prepared for a lot of bitching tonight. Feel free to call us at 914-338-1239. We really would love to hear what you're thinking about the show lately. You can visit us at our blog at divadaysofourlives.blogspot.com. You can find us on Facebook as Diva Days. And we also tweet live on Twitter as Diva of Dole. Okay, hello everyone. This is Mary Ann, and I'm filling in for Carrie tonight. And I have Anna with me as
hello.
A co-host. Hi, Anna. And Madeline's going to be here. She's just running a little late, so she'll be joining us later.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Hernandez days of our lives,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Yes. At least I know, like, the past week seems to be that's all it was about was the Hernandez. Yeah, like, we had a break last week, talked about the Bay, but then watching this week, it basically was Rafe, and they introduced the new Thario.
Right.
So what did you think of him, Anna?
What did I think of him? Okay.
I
know he's young. I know he's just, you know, starting out and everything. As far as the character, one who does not exactly think we need to be populating Salem with more Hernandezes, I wasn't real thrilled. I mean, I think he's a cute kid and all, but I don't see how he and Melanie are going to, I don't get that pairing at all.
After we've seen her with Philip and Nathan. No.
Yeah, I mean, those two, for different reasons, I could see her with. But this kid, it's almost like because she's been with Philip for so long, even though she's still young and she's still young-looking and acting, she's been with this mature multimillionaire. What is she going to – I mean, and she's with – and the other guy she liked was the doctor. I mean, what's she going to see in this kid? Okay, maybe he's cute to some people, whatever – but it's like, what is she going to see in him? I don't get it. And the whole shirtless scene, I could have done without that. I'll admit, even though Rafe's not my favorite character, the man's nice looking, Galen's a nice looking man. But this young kid, he's nice looking, but I just don't get the appeal so far. I don't see it. And I really don't see. Molly's got her work cut out for her. Let's just say that. She's very talented, in my opinion. I think she's very good. And she can certainly pull it off, but I think she's going to have to do a lot of the heavy lifting in this one if they really think they're going to sell that. I just don't see how a girl who is as worldly as she is and who is really as smart as she is going to be interested in this kid. I just don't. But whatever. We'll see how it goes. But I will say one good thing about him. I did enjoy the little scenes where he was with Johnny and he was doing the magic tricks. So that was cute. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, that was cute. But his acting, maybe, and I'm always tough on them when they come in. So here is another one that I
think
terrible act. But then there was Molly Burnett as Melanie Quince, but she has improved. Rachel Melvin, I felt the same way about
Christian Alfonso, when she first started, she was young, and she wasn't the greatest either. We loved her anyway. But,
But these Hernandez characters, then there's Race, and all three of them are just boring to me. Just boring.
What Sammy mentioned, what was that conversation she had with Daniel?
Well, Daniel, she said, one of Ray's brothers is in town.
Yeah.
And I caught it, and it was very quick. Very.
I caught it, too.
Oh, my God, is there more?
More. That's one good thing, things that Hernandez's were good for, apparently. Mrs. Hernandez is apparently very good at breeding.
Yeah. Remember, at one time, Rafe was an orphan.
Yes. Don't we wish we could go back to those days?
Huh? Mother was supposedly dead, and yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So that's the whole, and I guess he's going to be moving in now with Sammy and Rafe, so
that's
this guy, he's really upset about this because, you know, he thinks, you know, this guy's going to figure him out. But
That's if anything, Rafe, R2-D2, Rafe 2 or whatever we're calling him, I have to admit, I kind of like the twisted side. I mean, the other Rafe is so boring. I mean, Galen's a nice-looking man, but Rafe is such a boring character to me and so, like, uninteresting compared to some, you know, people that we've enjoyed in the past. But I didn't see the appeal at all of replicating that in another character. But at least he's kind of twisted. Like when he was given the advice to Johnny about beating up the kid, you know, and I mean, honestly, the kid was calling him Cyclops. I mean, I'd want to deck him too. But you know, but I kind of liked that. He's sugaring him up. He's giving to letting him have sprinkles and, you know, sugaring the kids
and
up.
And what father doesn't do that? Yeah. And why is Sammy so upset? She goes around hitting people and shooting people all the time.
I know. How many times has she decked Nicole? And she's saying that she doesn't believe in violence. I'm like, walk the talk, lady. Oh, yeah.
What, I think we have a caller. Do I have the caller on air? Somebody here?
Hello?
Eric at 770.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi. This is Angela.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Oh,
how are you?
Hi.
I was just listening. I didn't catch the very first few seconds, but I've been listening to the R2-D2 discussion, and I agree. I said I have not been a Rafe fan, character fan. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But I agree with you that there's been some real humor with some of the latest. But you know, I wanted to ask you guys what you think. If you think that it's almost. Maybe I'm being too cynical, but I'm thinking it's almost a gimmick, and will the gimmick get old?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, pretty much anything Days does gets old because they string it out for so long, you know. I mean, so,
I wonder, can you think of a good scenario of somehow transforming R2-D2, or whatever you want to call him, Rafe number two, into truly the Rafe character? And, you know, obviously we know that, you know, Rafe 1 will reappear, and the exact other comments you made frightened me to no end. I didn't watch the show on schedule.
There's more than one brother.
I know, exactly. I saw it on SoapNet, and I even had the closed caption on because I was back here in my room doing cleaning, and so I had the closed caption on, too, because I had the vacuum and all that kind of stuff going. And when I started to hear that, and then I saw the words coming across the screen, I thought, you've got to be kidding. I hope this is a script mix-up. Please no more Hernandez. I mean, how do you even explain the first one, who was never mentioned ever in any shape or form, and now he's appeared, and there's this whole history that they're trying to give for him. And I'm with you too, Dario, the gentleman, is it San Martin? He has kind of an unusual name, and I may be saying
Francisco
it wrong.
San Martin?
Right. I think he's a handsome guy.
Francisco.
Okay, exactly. Okay. I think he's a handsome guy. I think, you know, it's like just like what you said, it's too early to tell. Just like I still think it's too early to tell with the new Abby. I love the old Abby. I liked the way the old Abby character was. This is a different version of Abby. Mm-hmm. Same kind of issue. So I'm trying to kind of give that some time.
Right. She's a great actress, I think. Mm-hmm. She's a good actress. The lines that she's given and the character, they're just bashing Jack and they're using her to do it.
It's very disturbing. And then all these drops of Brandon, you know, Walker and all these other names. Are they going to bring these two back? But, you know, we sat here, at least I know I sat here for, 6 months with them sitting there with sweet little Anna and Sydney with the picture of Tony sitting there in that cabin. With all kinds of hope that, you know, was he coming back? Even when they started the EJ and the Stefano keeping Rafe 1 in prison, you know, the character of EJ seemed so off to me at the very beginning. You know, the smoking the cigar, his attitude. I kept sitting here trying to search through YouTube to see, all right, let me look at some scenes of Andre. You know, is EJ playing Andre? You know, yeah. I mean, I went through so many of these.
Andre, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, like I said, we've been through so many of these. I went through all these hypotheses that I don't think any of them really seem to. I'm not sure that I could really say any of them are, you know, are going to pan out like I'd like them to. But you know, you look for stuff because it's so bad. So I agree with you on the part where the actor that plays Dario, give him a shot.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think the little actress that plays Gabby is, you know, she's not going to be a contender for Meryl Streep roles anytime soon. But, you know, I think, you know, she's fine. And they need
she's teens. Sweet. I mean, she's sweet. She's, you know.
Mm-hmm. And they need some teens. And if they're, you know, and I was looking at the ratings, and I don't know if you guys are going to talk about that later tonight. I'll be interested to hear your take on it. You know, the teen ratings are just, you know, well, all the ratings are tank, but the teen ratings going into the summer months at that lowest spot is not a good situation.
Passing the baton to the next generation.
Well, I mean, I know they're not even consider. I mean, and I have to understand to a certain extent too. If there was a choice between bringing back Tony and Anna and Jack and, you know, and building some stories with the characters that are on the canvas now, you know, I'd be voting for that way over building up a teen group. Simply because, you know, right now they're even the show is saying best case scenario probably 5 years. Who's to say what will happen in television and the internet in 5 years? Mm-hmm. But, you know, realistically, if that was a choice, I know how I would vote. I'd be voting for this kind of for the real thing, so to speak. But you know, without the consideration that, you know, or any indication that they're gonna do some of that or all of that, you know, and the fact is probably if they could bring somebody back, they're only going to be able to bring back one or two people,
right?
If they do it. So I guess my whole thought is, just to kind of summarize, is that, you know, I agree with you on the R2 deal. I think it's twisted. He's more entertaining than before, but I personally am getting a little bit aggravated with, and maybe it's because I'm an EJ fan, but I get a little bit annoyed even right now when they go to meet. He demands that they go meet on the pier, and then he says stupid things.
Yeah.
You know, I think it kind of dumbs down EJ, for EJ to even have to respond to.
It's clear based on his real face the reason why he signed up for the job. When they revealed what he really looks like, I thought, now I know why he wants to pump Emmy all the time.
He probably didn't
get any for years, you know. But that may be worth drowning out Sammy's annoying, you know, whining and all of her other stuff.
Somebody I think this was on Dave's talk, had said, Amy and JB, you know, the couple that watches Dave together, had a thing, and JB brought up a really good point too, though, about, you know, where's the Emily story? You know, more people are interested in Emily and bringing that story back. That would actually give Rafe a real tale to tell.
Right.
And it would build character. That's the whole thing. You look at some of these
character development. They're developing his family by bringing new people in all the time, but they're not really developing his history or his character.
I'm writing an article right now. I don't know whether it'll get posted or not somewhere, but I was doing some research from this Warner Brothers writing workshop that they do out in California every year, and there's a whole thing on, you know, based asking and interviewing industry insiders about writing of shows,
mm-hmm.
and they're not even talking about dramas. They used Without a Trace, which is one of my favorite drama shows that used to be on, so not anymore, but they were using that as an example. But so help me, some of the basic things they were saying, here are fundamental things that people that come in who have no true writing experience, who are trying to sell, you know, themselves, not to write a new story, but to sell themselves as a head writer or a writing lead on, say, a drama, a primetime drama show, here are the mistakes that they make. And I promise you, we could take the names out and it would read, like, here's everything that happens today on Days of Our Lives. They're fundamental.
In other words, the opposite of Douglas Marlin's list of things exactly. do or not to do.
Exactly. I mean, just people that don't have experience. And sadly, she's got years of experience.
I'm trying to figure out what the impact of Chris Whitesell leaving. I never knew what aspects of the show he was even responsible for to begin with, because it's always been Dina. So I've never really even seen an interview, seen any discussion about him or anything, and all of a sudden he's fired. So it's like, well, at least fired or left or whatever. And so you wonder, okay, was his idea to bring Taylor on? Which of the bad ideas that are on screen right now were his?
I don't know the real answer. I don't think any of us do. We can all kind of guess. Yeah. I know I listen to Daytime Confidential podcasts pretty frequently, and while they've got some really saucy language and some really strong opinions, I do have a lot of respect for his thought process and his belief in the show. Jamie Giddens has been watching it just like you and I have been since he was little. I'm older than he is, so I've been watching it probably longer. But they had a podcast. I think it's podcast 607 that was aired about 2 weeks ago. And it was and again, they addressed every soap, and actually it's about 49 minutes. I was pulling it out for somebody today, and it's around the 49-minute mark that he talks about Days. And he goes into a real diatribe on Dina and the writing, and Chris, and I think it's in this particular one they had a discussion about Chris Whitesell, what he wrote for and what he didn't. I won't promise you it's that episode. If it's not that one, I'll look it up and I'll send out something. Maybe I'll send a comment back out on the website. Okay. But one of the things that they seem to be pretty positive about now, how they have the information, I don't know. But I'll say this for them. Typically, when they have rumors or leaks and so forth, they're right. So these folks actually have some connections.
And what were they saying? What did they say?
They felt like that Chris Whitesell was and Gary Tomlin together, and who have been a team, if you go back and look across multiple shows, they were the ones responsible for creating the baby switch story. And now dragging it out ridiculously too long, you know, I think is, you know, just not having something. To me, you know, it appears, you know, just being the layperson here watching the show, it looks like they didn't have anything better to go to. So, you know.
I mean, because I thought that actually the way that all unfolded and the umbrella story and everything, I thought it was really good. That's what frustrates me, that the actors are great on the show, most of them. And some of the ideas are actually pretty good, and the way they eventually pulled almost every character into that story one way or the other was actually masterful. I'll go out on a limb and say masterful. But the execution of the day-to-day, of the stretching it out, and I'm not talking necessarily about dialogue writers, because I love a couple of the dialogue writers. The Coolitons are great, in my opinion. But they stretched it out so long, it's almost like they get a good thing going, and then they beat it to death, you know? So
I have
a problem with them is their timing. They either wrap something up. It used to be that they'd wrap stuff up so quickly there was never really a payoff. Now it seems like they drag it. The last few years they've dragged things out for so long that by the time, I mean, like if I, like I was a Nate fan. I mean, I liked Nathan and Melanie together initially. Thought they were cute and funny together and whatever, and had kind of a cute little relationship. Well, I was rooting for them early on, and if it hadn't been for Mark being, you know, leaving or whatever, I'm not sure if they would have routed it back to that or not. But by the time it got to the point of the babies, of the reveal of Parker's parentage and parent, you know, all that, and then ultimately that was supposed to bring Melanie and Nathan back together, by that time they'd stretched the whole thing out so long that I had forgotten what kind of rapport they had with each other and what kind of, you know, fun they had and how cute they were together. I'd actually forgotten all that, you know, because
I agree. I have hope. And again, I don't have anything to base it on other than just, I guess, my own analysis and thought. I have hope that they will bring back a Nathan character.
They probably
will. It may be Mark Hopka. It may be somebody else. They invested a lot on the front end. You know, think about last summer, the symbolism of handing over Tom Horton's medical bag.
He's an important character. He's a legacy character no matter how you look at it.
Exactly. And they haven't created any new legacy characters, you know, recently. You know, if they bring back Sean Douglas, that would be great. But to me, if they don't bring Jason Cook back, I'm really not interested in seeing that part. if they don't, you know, the Jeremy scenario, the actor that played him.
Oh, gosh.
That was a poorly written and poorly portrayed role. But I think, you know, to me, they put a lot into Nathan up front. You know, who knows what all the reasons were behind Mark Hopka leaving. But, you know, I think it's not a coincidence that we haven't been given a whole lot of scenes with him to the point where most of the audience are like exactly like what you're describing, what I feel too, is that you've forgotten why you liked him to start off with. And they do that
ruined
a lot.
Him.
They do that
Stephanie
a lot when they do.
Him. Yeah.
Well, they do it a lot when they don't want an actor there. And they say, you know, and they've just made a decision that they're going to roll him off. Then that's exactly what they do. They put he and Stephanie together.
That's kind of what they ended up doing with Brian, you know. I mean,
Exactly. And I think they've tried to do it with James Scott. I don't think that you can do it with James Scott. I think, and again, I am a pretty big, strong James Scott fan. And, you know, again, EJ is not a good character, a nice guy, you know, white horse kind of a guy. I completely agree with that. And I don't even think he's necessarily been well written last year or so. But I do think that because he is such a strong actor, and again, you know, I'm just a passing little middle-aged fan going to some of these events last year for the first time, not really knowing what I was getting into. But, you know, one of the first things I said to him when I met him was just, what interest and what excitement he did throw back into the show, when he came back. And his, one of his comments was, well, they've tried to get rid of me multiple times. And, I mean, that was the first comment I ever got from him. You know, again, I'm a little middle-aged fan, you know, amidst all these other little mainly lady fans of all ages. But, I take that seriously in that I think they have tried to write EJ, and, well, I don't think tried, it's obvious, they've tried to write EJ into a corner. And I think because James Scott is the actor that he is, and nothing's more obvious than when he went through that whole process with baby Sydney last spring with Anna and, you know, throwing the baby clothes in the water and, that, you know, just ridiculous things. He may have done some of those things. He may have even said some of those lines. But when you watch his portrayal, you still believed that there was more a complex character. He was not just a cartoon villain.
Right.
And so I think that goes back to acting. And I think with Mark Hopka, from what I can tell, he's a pretty good actor. You know, he's got a lot of other credits besides just the show. And, again, there are a couple of things he did that I wasn't real thrilled about, but I still think he's a good actor. And I think that they just put him in a situation where he had no way to even show it to the audience.
That's
true. If they put
Stephanie Wine, and, you know.
I mean, if they put you in bed with Stephanie staring at a ceiling for 6 months, which is basically what they did, or asking, where is Ian and who is he? I mean, how many scenes did we have of that? Then people are going to start to forget. So my hope is for either Mark Hopka or another good actor that can come on the show. And again, I think there were some other issues behind the scenes, but for whatever reason, I think they've known at Days of Our Lives since last June that they were not planning to keep Mark Hopka.
Really?
And that's my opinion. And again, I don't have necessarily.
Somebody got him
back.
You know, with his comments and stuff too.
Yeah, and I just think that, you know, and they can write it any way they want to, and which obviously we know because they can write it as poorly as they want to. But I do think, like I said, for Rafe, I think, you know, I do think that there's been some. I've enjoyed watching him much more as R2 or whatever you want to call him. I don't know how that lasts long term because I think that gets old quick too. And then unless you really come up with a great story like bringing in an Emily or bringing somebody else in to really show some what was the real story behind Ray. But for goodness sakes, I ask ask all of you ladies to pray, and for me to pray too, that they don't bring on any more mystery Hernandez relatives. Because, I mean, bringing on more people does not give depth to an existing character.
Exactly. And but, again, like, I don't have a, I mean, the girl that plays Gabby, she's sweet, and I, you know, met her in person. She's a very nice girl. She's pretty. She's a good actor. I mean, she's an okay actor.
She did find a long life to live.
Just, we just don't want the whole show to be the Hernandez show. I mean, that's part of the problem.
Exactly.
Right now.
I mean, she could. Yeah. I mean, she doesn't even have to be a. I mean, I'm not saying for them to change that she's a Hernandez, because I think that we don't want to do crazy changes. But the reality is that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with her character.
Right.
You know, there's not a whole lot there, you know, other than her relationship with Will, potentially her relationship with some of the other teens that they're bringing on with Chad. Mm-hmm. You know, that can be the story. That doesn't have to be rooted in race or non-race. But, again, if they're sound like they're satisfied with Galen Gehring, I guess I'll see him again at the Atlanta signings on Monday. I've met him once before in California.
Okay.
But, like I said, I think, you know, the actor and the character are two totally different things, and I understand that. But I do think that the writing part, it's going to be entertaining for a while, but then it's going to get old. And I find it interesting, too, and I wanted to ask this real question, then I'll hang up and let other people to talk. But I was questioning, I've noticed here in the last couple of weeks that, you know, how many scenes have we had where Sammy is talking to Daniel? And I'm not saying that, oh, they're going to make this into some other type of, you know, romance for Daniel, because we all know that Daniel has problems in his love life in terms of seeking out anybody that seems to be in distress.
Well,
or
Sammy's not as patient either.
Right, but Rafe is.
Yeah.
So, you know,
he may be going
Daniel,
after Rafe then. I mean, Rafe better be careful.
Rafe was his patient, and keep in mind that Bo was his patient, and there were some scenes between Daniel and Hope that they did on the pier.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I mean, I saw this not too long ago. I pulled those up for some reason and looked at it. You know, and you could kind of think, were they testing that? Just like they were testing the Daniel and Jennifer chemistry, and I think, you know, Save Jack and Jennifer are, is in the chat room, whatever, and I have a lot of respect for her, and I hope that that we do get Jack back. I think that ultimately probably we will, but, you know, we don't have any
nice
guarantees of it. But I think that I noticed the other day the scene that they showed Jack and Jennifer with the darts. They did an exact
same. You mean
Houston,
Jack and Jennifer, you mean Daniel and Jennifer?
Yeah, I'm sorry, what did I say? Yeah, I'm sorry, Daniel and Jennifer. They did that exact same scene about a year and a half ago, testing
with Philip and Morgan.
With Ariane Zucker as Nicole.
Well, and they did it with Philip and Morgan.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, this is just, you know, this is what frustrates me the most, and I've Diva of Days was very gracious and put up a post that I wrote just a little while.
Yeah, I saw it. I hadn't had a chance to read it yet.
The example I give there is it really applies to a lot of different situations, not just to the one that I gave. But the situation is that the writing team, I think it lies with the head writer. Because I agree with you, I think the Cullitons have got a lifelong career of writing, good writing, being head writers, doing all sorts of, they've written, what great dialogue we've had from the DeMera family has pretty much been written by them this last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're good.
Well,
I'd be happy to see them be co-head writers with somebody, you know. As far as all that goes, but I guess my point is just that somebody, and I don't even know that it's Gary Tomlin. I really, frankly, don't think it is. I think it could easily be Dina, but, you know, who, I'm not there. I don't know her personally. But someone is
Dina's
going
the
in.
Head
huh?
Dina's the head, still the head writer.
Oh, I know she's still the head writer, but what does she do? I mean, that's been the discussion for, I think, for a long time. She's had the title of head writer for a long time. And, you know, the question has always been, was she really the head writer? Was she really able to come up with the stories and do the work of a head writer or not? And again, that's another long-winded story I won't go into tonight. But anyway, I think whatever certainly she holds the title. So is she going back and just picking stories from the past and doing a slight rewrite on them, thinking that the audience is dumb enough to think that this is interesting and this is good because it worked? You know, it may have worked with EJ and Sammy, or it may have worked with, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so, you know, that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, are we going to start to get Frankie and Jennifer storylines? I wait every day to see that coming, you know, that they'll go and they'll take script from Frankie and Jennifer and use that for Daniel and Jennifer. Yeah, before it's said and done and before I pray that they bring Matt Ashford back, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we see some of that, because that's exactly the MO of what they're doing. They're going back, they're pulling scripts, they're making some changes to them and putting it back out there. And that's not writing. I mean, that's and I guess in high school that was called plagiarism. If you were in a creative writing class
and name.
You picked a book that you really liked or that your mom really liked and you read through that and then you basically came up with the same story with somebody else and turned that in. And then hopefully you had a good English teacher who gave you an F. because they were smart enough to see it. But frankly, you know, I just think it's sad. But I hope that I think the big hope for the show is that they do eventually get rid of Dina. You know, I hate to wish anybody the situation of losing their job, but you know, it's a huge job, it's an important job, it's the lifeblood of the program, the show that we've watched, all of us have watched, and I've watched it for at least 38 years. I'm 45. My family had it on from day one. I was born in June. Joe started in November. I'm sure it was on when I was 2 days old, but or a month, 2 months old. But I don't recall that. But I can remember 1974 and Maggie and Mickey. So I've been watching it a while, and it's disgusting to see them just misuse great stories, great acting. And expect the audience to just accept it. And so I think, and I don't think the audience is. I think you guys are writing in great things on Twitter and writing things in, hopefully, to the show. Mm-hmm. And I hope that we all continue to do that, to say, you know, we see this pattern, and this is not doing it for us.
Yeah, we do have a new
clearly
thing
the rating.
With our state. Didn't you say you were having a writing campaign coming up with
State? With State?
Well,
yeah.
I'm not really. I did somebody else say that?
Yeah. I did. Early,
okay,
it's not
great.
Off here. You know, we're having anybody who's interested. It's for fun. You know, because we're loving Stefano and Kate together. Thanks for mentioning that, Marianne. If you go to Sony in the Kate and Stefano thread, we've got some information. We'll also have it on a state board. We have a private state board that anyone's welcome to join. So you can check that out. But, we're doing a little fun campaign because we think the Dark Queen and King of Salem ought to at least have their own private quarters and at least have their own bedroom, you know? I mean, if they can give Taylor a bedroom. And by the way, isn't that the room that DJ was shot in? Because
yes, it is.
I'm thinking Sammy you know needs to get a hold of that gun.
I'm
going to
try to
that
bring
gun.
Madeline on now. Excuse
Sammy
me,
needs
I'm
to get
bring
that
Madeline
gun.
On now.
Oh,
wouldn't you love to be going into a room that somebody shot in the head in?
Madeline's there?
Yeah, Madeline's here.
Yes,
Madeline's here.
Hey, Madeline.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping
made
that.
Made it.
Yay. I was kind of hoping that Sammy might get the gun again and go and shoot Taylor this time, so and make it good.
Yeah, can she add Dario to that? Because
thought on the Stefano and Kate thing. So yeah, we're doing a little mail out this week. Anybody who'd like to join in, it's fun. All you have to do is print the flyer and mail it in. We got the addresses and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We just think it's time for the King and Queen of Salem, Dark Queen and King of Salem to at least have their own bedroom. I mean, you know, it just seems kind of crazy that they have to talk and do everything else in the living room, you know, or the mansion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we just think it's time for them to have at least a part of a set that's just there.
You want to see the state bedroom.
The
funny part is that I can't remember
Stefano ever having a bedroom in this house or any other house.
Well, it's about darn time. he's got a hot wife. He needs a bedroom.
Having a bedroom when he owned the Curtis Mansion, they never had.
He would hang out in Marlena's room when he would come through that armoire when she was asleep, and he kept calling her the queen of the night. He would come into her bedroom through that armoire.
Well, yeah, he's very good at going into other people's bedrooms.
I don't remember him ever having
his own.
State fans are just, they would love to be able to see a little affection there just privately. And, I mean, speaking of which, there's for those who enjoy Stefano and Kate together Monday, should be pretty darn awesome. There's a clip of some of their scenes also at Sony in the Kate and Stefano thread that were posted by Desert Princess the other day. You have to kind of tolerate the Canadian singing guy to watch it, but anyway, so Monday should be a good day for State, and then on Thursday, Vivian and Kate get into a cake fight.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's a pretty good one, too, from what I've seen.
Good. Well, that is good.
So it's a little bit.
You're going to let Vivian have fun?
What's that?
With Kate? You're actually going to let Vivian and Kate go at it. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's also in the
Lauren Coslow thread at Sony, they posted a couple of spoiler pictures of that, and one of them, like, we're pretty sure it's those two characters, but it might not be because it's just that bad as far as the cake fight goes. So so it should be pretty entertaining. There was a little interview that Louise did in Soap Opera Weekly this week talking about it, and she said, God bless Lauren. She commits. When she commits, she commits. She committed to it, and they had a lot of fun. But they went for it. So you know, it should be fun. So
well, I'm looking forward to seeing that because they're two of the best actresses on the show.
I know.
And they,
it's like maybe there's fun. Maybe Days will start. Oh, I don't know what the data, the ratings have been lately. Whew, I don't know.
I know. Well, you know, I hope that Lauren.
All right, those are very deserved.
Yeah, exactly.
They are quite deserved. The show is. I tried.
I can't even watch Taylor and EJ in a scene together. It just
I'm skipping
and
that.
I always have to qualify myself because I like Ejammy, but I'm not like a huge Ejammy fan. I like them. I enjoy them when they're together, and I'm actually rooting for them to get together now, especially since this is so bad. But, I mean, seriously, I had to turn away when they were going for the – I didn't actually see the kiss because it nauseated me just thinking about it. So if anybody actually saw it and made it through, what did they think of it?
It was
pathetic. Read my post because that's part of what that's about. And because after that episode, I hung it up and I said, I will continue to watch the show, but I'm fast-forwarding. I'm not watching anymore until Tamara Braun shows up in whatever character she shows up in.
Yeah.
But I wanted just to say one quick thing on Lauren Coslow because I just enjoyed so much the program y'all had, whatever it was, a month ago when she called in. And
I had
the privilege of meeting her when I went to L.A. last year. And I know a lot of you have been able to meet and talk with her a lot more, but I just think she is just such a fine, not only a fine actress, but a fine person and such a good representative for the show. It baffles me as to why they do not include her on any of these tour events.
We're not real happy with that.
They made such an effort, I think, to try to get her on in Dallas. That didn't work. And now, of course, there's so many folks going to New Orleans. Like I said, being a Southerner, it's not that far away from me, but it's too far for me to go in the middle of the week, unfortunately. Yeah. But, you know, they're bringing Chad. They're bringing Casey Diedrich, who played, you know, Joe Mescal is going
to
be there.
They're trying to push the new characters.
Well,
so they want the people to get into them.
But they did add Joe Mescal.
They don't care about.
I mean, they did add Joe, and I think Christian's going to be down, you know, the usual, you know, Christian and Peter, I think. But I don't understand it either.
They added a lot of older characters here. Not older, it doesn't sound
like. Does she want to go?
some of the more seasoned people here in Atlanta. Again, we don't have the lineup that they have in New Orleans, but they, you know, they've added Suzanne Rogers, they added Bill and Susan Hayes, they added a couple of other people here in Atlanta that'll be here Monday.
New Orleans.
Pardon me?
Well,
like
it all
any excuse to go to New Orleans for the money right now.
Well, maybe. I've got plane tickets. I just, like I said, don't have the time to go. But I think that, you know, that would have been the ideal spot to have brought her, because I think realistically, again, I don't know, don't have all the analysis from all these book signings, but I can almost guarantee that the majority of the people that are coming to these book signings are people that have been watching the show for a while.
Sure.
There are not that many folks that are going to come. Nothing against Casey Diedrich. Think he's fine. Think, you know, they're working him into the story. But it's still a very minor role compared to Lauren Coslow's role.
Yeah.
And has been for
why
years.
People want to go to these book signings for a book that has so little history in it,
yeah.
from what I hear.
Yeah, well, that's another topic. But I hope that even if she's, you know, she's not in New Orleans, it made perfect sense for her to be there, to be with Joe Mescola, to be there with EJ, to have the DeMera family. They've got more scheduled in St. Louis and Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I just pray, and I, like I said, I would join any campaign that you've got to say, really, Lauren needs to be represented in one of, at least in one of those cities. Because, you know, and what Suzanne Rogers said months ago, what a coup it would be for them to have John Aniston, Suzanne Rogers, Joe Mescola, and Lauren Coslow at one event. I promise
people
lined up to go
see
them.
Absolutely.
Is Lauren not going, maybe because for personal reasons?
I have no idea what the schedule is.
I guess we can't really speculate on all that. But yeah, I mean, maybe there will be some dates down the road where that'll happen. But
will, because I think it's deserved. And again, she is fantastic. And I'm sure you guys know better probably than I do, because I've only met her the one time. But she is so good with the fans.
She would much rather spend time with the fans than she would do, you know, the press stuff. And everything. She just really loves, I mean, she just connects so well with people. She really is very, very genuine. So thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that.
I'm excited about the previews for State next week, because And for the cake fight, because I had not even heard about that. I'll be tuning in.
Yeah, we had some fun on Twitter last night speculating, were there stunt women brought in for the cake fight? You know, we're just joking around. We were having a little fun with it, but yeah. So it should be fun. So yeah, at least there's something to look forward to for next week, since there hasn't been any.
So you're saying a lot of the info is on Sony Board and also on Twitter?
Well, yeah, you can go to State Fans on @StateFans on Twitter, or go to Sony, and there's, you know, in the Kate and Stefano thread, there's some information. So I encourage you.
Well, I will definitely check that out, and if there are folks in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina that are in driving distance, there are going to be a number of, you know, Sherry Anderson will be here, Greg will be here.
People
from the book. Galen Gehring, Crystal Chappelle, Chandler Massey, who is a native Georgian.
Where's he from? He's up from,
I think, around the Duluth area. His father was actually a state official here in Georgia a couple of years ago. I obviously can't remember what it is, but he's from here. Jim Reynolds, obviously, has played Abe for a long time, will be there.
Oh, cool.
Bill and Susan Hayes, Suzanne Rogers, and Eric Martzoff and Nadia Bjorlund. So they will all be here on Monday. It's a Monday night at the Sewanee City Hall, which is off of I-85. So if you do live in North Carolina or South Carolina, actually it's a very reasonable drive from there onto 85. Actually, a little bit further for those of us that live within the city of Atlanta or Alpharetta to drive there. But they will be there. And then there's also, if you check Facebook, I don't know a lot about it, and I honestly made the decision today I'm not going to go, because it's just still a little bit haphazard. But there is a mixer scheduled in downtown Atlanta off of Auburn Avenue at a studio, primarily sponsored by a group of folks that are in the film industry trying to promote film production here in the city of Atlanta. And they are doing a mixer from, I think it's 7 to 9 p.m. There's not a lot of information. I talked with some folks that would be in the know from the show and some people that are, should be in the know from that association, and they've gotten some kind of unusual information, and I've got a commitment at church, so I'm going to go ahead and just stick with my commitment at church, and I'll see them on Monday. But that is another event tomorrow on Sunday afternoon from 7 to 9, and if you go on Facebook on the 45th anniversary book page that they have on Facebook, it gives you the detail if you want to attend that mixer. And again, I don't know too much about it, and honestly, I'm not even attending it, but it sounds like it would be an opportunity for people to meet and talk. You can go there and look for it.
But anyway, thanks
for letting me participate for a little while. Y'all are great.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I wish I could go to those books.
I know. That'd be so much fun.
Have a little
time. Madeline, you're going to get something going. Madeline, you're going to get a book signing going over there in Hawaii. I think some people would probably enjoy going over there.
Well, it depends on who would come.
So did you fast forward? Did you attempt to watch this week, or did you fast forward through the Taylor?
Taylor and EJ kissed. I was watching, I watched live only because YNR was not on because March Madness is on.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I was, even then, I was like flipping around a lot, so I missed a lot of the episodes. But I did see the kiss. It was nothing, really.
Yes.
I don't get what all the.
I don't even think, and I think James is a great actor.
I
don't
mind them together,
even,
actually.
Well,
even
I like the guy who played her love interest on General Hospital too, and nothing they ever did, did much for me.
Who said they liked them together? Somebody say they. Marianne, did you just say that?
Yeah, Taylor and EJ.
Yeah.
I don't think they're. No, of course, maybe it's just because I just like EJ with anyone, but no. I don't think they were that bad. I can't see him with this new actress that's coming on at all.
Tamara Braun?
I think it's going to be worse.
I'd rather have him with Tamara Braun, but I think, if I don't get EJ-ammy, then I'd rather have him with Nicole. Because
Nicole,
at least she's fun to watch.
Nicole getting hurt again. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Having her be stupid is just as bad as EJ being stupid when she was hiding her pregnancy.
It's the revenge of the rubber baby belly.
He had to play dumb for all those months,
even though he was
Please, please write a story where they don't have to make someone stupid to make it work?
I know.
Because the only people they're making look stupid is themselves.
Right.
Cannot write a story to save their butts.
Right. You can't actually make it real.
Going on between those two. I mean,
I don't get that at all. I don't
figure it out. I don't get
why she's so dumb. Why they're dumbing her down for this? I really don't.
I will give the show one plus this week. They are making Rafe so stupid that the whole thing is actually believable. Thank you for that. For not trying to make him, because he's just.
It's
sitting in the police station looking up
his own
mugshot.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like I said before you got on, Madeline, I have to admit, I was against the Rafe 2 thing from the second
I heard it. I'm just thankful they're not trying to do a bad Andre imitation, because there's no way in hell they could pull that off.
He's a mercenary. And actually, once you saw his picture, you realized why he signed up for the gig.
Mercenary. That guy's off to Three Stooges. And that's the whole thing to Three Stooges.
They said he was a paid goon, basically, when they first did it. Now we know why he signed up for it and why he's so eager to hump Sammy all the time, because he wasn't getting any, obviously, for a really long time.
From anybody else.
Didn't he say something in the interview he did, and I only read the first, like, three paragraphs, so
really
maybe I missed this, but talking about he signed up to do this because the Damaros put an ad in the paper for a reality show.
That is
genius. That I love. Because a guy who looks like that, that's about the only thing he could sign up for.
That's right.
In a stupid reality show.
I will say this. I said this before you came on, Madeline, that I will say in a sick sort of twisted way, I do enjoy a little bit of the Rafe 2 stuff because, like, I actually had fun watching him, like, give the kids, get them all sugared up and, you know, teach Johnny how to beat the crap out of the kid and stuff. That was actually funny to me, and especially what, like we talked earlier, Marianne had mentioned, you know, Sammy, you know, being like, oh, well, I don't approve of that. I don't believe in hitting people.
Well,
what
Sammy
does her entire life.
She was
smacking Nicole around, punching her.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
anyway.
No, Sammy has it coming for all the crap she pulled growing up. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sure.
I will say this. I thought that some of those scenes were cute. And the little boys that play Aaron and Griffin that play the Giovanni.
Oh,
I mean, they are so adorable, and like them doing their little karate chop punches, like, you know, imitating the way Rafe showed them to punch. That was so cute. But okay, and I know you're not into Chad, but what about at least I kind of enjoyed the fact that he was talking, you know, like Marianne.
I only saw like
something.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm enjoying
it. I only
saw bits and pieces. I saw him coming into the Baron and Stefano and EJ being rude to him.
What?
Yeah, EJ. I saw him coming into the mansion and EJ being rude to him and then him leaving and then I think him running into Abby. That's about all I saw of him.
Yeah, well, he had scenes with Kate that were very good and scenes with Lexi, too, that were good.
Yeah.
It's not the actor, and it's not. He's okay. He's not great. He's okay.
He's one of the better.
He's a hell of a lot better than Galen. God.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's bad. You know, Galen's been working for how long, and this kid has him beat hands down. But they're trying to redo Tony, and I'm sorry.
Well,
that ain't gonna work.
And I don't see it that way. I see it as a new generation, and.
A new generation would mean he was Tony's kid. Sorry.
Yeah.
New generation is not Stefano's kid.
I mean, you know, I want Tony back just as much as you do. But
here we
go.
A new generation of Damaros on this show is always Stefano's kid. That's not
exactly.
That's a new generation.
But see, I liked that because it gave Stefano and Kate angst and gave them story. So I'm not against that.
They could have done
liked
that
it
a lot better.
It kind
Sorry,
of created. Yeah. Well, of course,
they should have made EJ. They should have made EJ Tonys. Even going back, you know, they should have made EJ. That's always Stefano. Yeah. Stefano's good. In another 20 years, Stefano's still going to have another
kid. Kate could have lied about that.
I really enjoyed
Kate
the lesson.
Kate could have lied about him being, about her knowing Tony had a kid. There's a lot of, there are so many ways they could have been in the without trying to replace.
With Tony and Anna and Roman and Kate, they could have.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they could have had Lucas be Tony's and Kate.
Yeah.
That would have been fun.
There's a lot of possibilities.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If I didn't feel it was so deliberate because of the things Tomlin has said and done, then I wouldn't probably be so against it. But he's made it. I mean, he's like shoved it in our face. So, sorry.
Yeah.
It's hard to ignore for me.
I really enjoyed the bad scene.
It's kind of like Riley again.
The things I did like, I liked Lexi and Chad having scenes together and kind of coming to grips with
any scenes.
Yeah.
She doesn't have enough scenes.
Coming to grips
but somebody
with
else
and Demira and having him be their dad and everything. She went through the same thing. And then I liked when Chad had his 21st birthday and EJ and Johnny were at Java Cafe. Those scenes were really cute. I like those. I thought they were sweet. So, anyway.
I watching the show, what I watched of it this week, all I'm getting from it is that they're just trying to copy what happened in the 80s and 90s with the Damaras and the Bradys. But Hernandez family is a cheap imitation of the Brady family. I mean, come on. Dario showing up having stolen goods, if that isn't Bro Brady all over again.
Well, yeah, a lot of it.
With brother Rafe at the police department. You know, it's just stupid. Why can't they come up with new stuff?
Yeah. And this whole thing with Rafe being in the prison, it reminds me of John Black. Taking his memory completely, taking his memory away. He's a new man. That's exactly what they did.
There were
John
so
Black.
Many jokes there, though.
If they say that he's the new, if he say he's the pawn, I'm gonna go, oh.
He's the only character that you could actually take his whole memory away and he'd be smarter than he was beforehand.
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't know. John Black was all that smart.
Now is Rafe on an island somewhere? Now where did he put him? We don't know. He's not in the prison anymore. So we don't know where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they just let him go, man, that's going to be worse. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dumb things on this show. Sorry.
Well, the ratings are reflecting that at the moment. I mean,
let's talk about a bright point.
I will say
I do like that. 100, half a million.
Yeah.
They've lost a half a million viewers in a year. That's sad.
Yeah, I saw that.
And well deserved.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I hope the show can turn it around because I don't want it to get canceled.
I don't want it to get canceled either. And the stupid part is I do not understand why Comcast or somebody isn't making him hire somebody to write. Keep Gina Hinckley if he wants. She knows history, not that they're using it. But why the hell can't they hire themselves, someone who knows how to write? And I think the answer is, because Ken Corday doesn't want somebody who knows how to write because they won't do things his way.
Yeah, probably.
I think that's why he keeps Dina Hinckley. So the problem isn't Dina Hinckley, necessarily. It's him.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, if they keep with her going, cancellation is where they're going to end up. I don't know. Maybe they think Tom or Braun is going to save the day.
Oh, please. Well.
I really feel sorry for James Scott.
No.
I'm sorry, what?
We know one person they could bring back that would boost the ratings.
Yeah.
Like the old ones.
Well, with the writing the way it is, I don't know. I'm not sure there's anybody they can bring back that's going to fix it. And they could bring back Donna Marlena. They could bring back any old favorite. And as long as this writing is the way it is, Bo and Hope aren't helping the ratings. They're back together now. Are the ratings any better? No.
Yeah.
Of course, I know there's lots of Carbo fans who would say that's because they're not popular anymore. But I think it's the writing.
Mm-hmm. But
I don't think it matters.
There are a lot of Bo fans that are happy, but there are a lot of them that are frustrated that they're going from A to Z too quickly. You know, they need to tell the story, you know, and that's the problem Dave's had. They don't know how to tell the story.
I see someone in Soap Opera Digest finally noticed that and complained about it this week.
What?
That was nice. That there's no beats to the story, that they don't put, that they don't play all of the parts of the story, go from beginning to end and try and do everything in light speed.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so, anyway, at least I have a few things to look forward to as a Kate fan this week and Kate and Stefano fan this week. So that's what I'm hanging on to at this point.
That's the only thing.
And the one thing I enjoyed was Justin and Adrian. That was a bright
spot.
Yeah. A little bit of time that they had together, that was cute. And I, you know.
Were they on together?
Yeah.
Because I saw Adrian go over to Jennifer's and I just couldn't watch that. I could not listen to her bad mouth.
That was so stupid what they did.
Yeah.
That his secretary messed up the divorce and switched them so bring Jennifer and Daniel together.
Of course, brought Jennifer and Daniel together.
Well, I saw the Daniel and Jennifer dart fest, which was just.
We've decided that now if we are following true to form, somebody's going to get coffee spilled on him. Because with Chelsea, Daniel, she kept running into him. and then he spilled coffee on her lap, and then, you know, and then, like, with Morgan and Philip, it was the darts, and with who else was it? Who did the darts last year or somebody? I don't know. But
they had Philip playing darts?
They had Philip and Morgan, I think it was, playing darts at one point, yeah, at the pub.
You gotta be kidding. Doing that. I can't remember who it was.
No, it was right before Morgan left, and they were kind of...
This is what they think a Silver Spoon boy is going to be doing, someone who was brought up in the Kyriakos Mansion.
Yeah, whatever, that was... But anyway, I guess they try to pull out the dart set every so often.
What, is one of the writers into darts, I guess?
I don't know. What I'd like to know is whose face is on the target. I'm wondering, like, who are
you? I can take a good guess.
I
know whose face is on the target when I'm watching.
Oh, well, you know. Let's hope this whole Taylor thing gets over. Well, I mean, Marianne, you said you kind of like it. I mean, I don't know. I just don't
know. I don't know. If they bring Tamar Brown in and turn her bad, that might be
how could you switch
somebody so quickly from being so sweet like Taylor to being
how do you change EJ from being smart to being so stupid he can't tell that his fiance is wearing a rubber belly?
Well,
now, I understand John. John was never smart, okay? I'm sorry. I don't care what John fans are out there. He was never smart. He was very sweet occasionally if you weren't the wrong person, but he was never at the top of his game. And so him being in a bathtub with someone with a rubber belly, that didn't really bother me that much. But EJ, I'm sorry. That was just stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, James isn't even pulling this off, and
he's not even trying, and do you blame him? I don't.
It really is almost like...
I'm not sure you can.
It's almost like you can read, I cannot believe they're giving me this drivel again. Like, I am not a miracle worker. I am a mere man who has acting talent.
Well, you know, after watching Tony and Kristen, he's right on, because there's no way to pull it off. I don't care. No matter how hard you try, no matter how good you are, there's a point where the writers make you so pathetic that it doesn't matter if you prove to everybody you're in love, you're still pathetic.
Yeah.
If the other person isn't worthy of it, you know. So.
Hopefully
it'll get better. I don't know.
If it gets better, I'll have nothing to whine about on this show.
didn't I say there'd be a lot of bitching tonight? So
yes, you did.
Well, when I tried to watch Monday's episode,
go ahead.
I put on Mondays and Tuesdays in YouTube, and I got you know about 90% through Mondays, and I thought I ain't watching any more of this.
Uh-huh.
This is just awful.
Yeah.
And the guy they have playing the youngest, Hernandez, what the hell did they get him?
He was the guy who played the dead guy several months ago.
The nicest looking one.
I guess they figured if he could play a dead guy, you know, brings in the plague, that maybe he could play a live guy. But, you know, I don't know. I don't want to be too mean because, the kid's brand new,
And they've improved and... So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm willing to give him a shot. I just resent the fact that there's another Hernandez coming in when they don't even fully develop the characters that are already there. And also, I don't see what Melanie could possibly. I mean, he's cute, but I mean, she's been with these worldly men and these intelligent, talented men, and she's gonna hook up with a guy who steals a lot. I mean,
I expect out of Melanie because that's her intelligence level. So,
okay,
she's going to ruin somebody I don't care about. Actually, you know, his acting irritates me, but his acting doesn't irritate me half as much as the writers irritated me by trying to turn him into Bo Brady. That.
I thought his little magic tricks with Johnny were cute. I think he did a good job with that.
Oh, those I missed.
Well, Marianne.
So anything else?
Did we cover it all, Marianne?
I think we've covered it all.
Okay. We bitched out enough.
Along the
wind enough.
Okay. Our bitch fest. Oh. So next week, right, we can at least talk about the cake fight and the Stefano and cake
fest.
Yeah, yeah.
One other thing I wanted to mention before we go is, like we did the Bay thing last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to let everyone know that the Bay Watchers group on Facebook, Gregory Martin, made a comment that he listened to our show.
Awesome.
He enjoyed it, and he made a comment about Jed Allen might just get the mail.
Yay!
I think we kind of gave him an idea, and I think maybe he might have liked that. So, yeah.
That was
great to read online and stuff. So, yeah. That was great that he...
I need to go join that group. I don't think I'm following the Bay right now. I need to follow.
He goes on there and posts a lot, and so do the actor, and he'll give, a synopsis of the different actors, and then you can ask the question of whoever the actor of the day is, or the character of the day, I guess you should say, the character of the day, and then he'll come in and read your questions, and then he'll comment back and answer them. So it's a nice group of, the Bay fans. So I just need to bring that up, Shal. So, yeah. So hopefully we'll have state things to talk about, and maybe not so much Hernandez.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's hope.
Maybe we should have a Hernandez free broadcast.
Yes.
We wouldn't have much to talk about.
Yeah, that's the problem, especially
we'd
weeks
have to
like
talk
this.
About the,
but else
we'd have to talk about that.
Yeah, there.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Thanks for...
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for
chatting,
girls.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Later. Bye.
Bye.